The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
Halacha Vav. What should a congregation do if it is time to daven mincha, and it is so close to the end of the zman that if they daven the full mincha, they will not be able to make it in time? So there is a loophole in halacha, which is sometimes referred to as hecha kedusha. It's basically allowing the tzibur to make an abridged mincha. So let's see. Im hashah dechuka v'karav lo laila, if the hour is pressed, it's very late in the day, and it's almost night, masko hashatz miyad acha kaddish, the chazan begins immediately after saying kaddish, meaning the kaddish after ashrei, hashmona esrei b'kol yom, he reads the shmona esrei out loud, v'hatziba lo yisparalu, and the congregation does not daven. Elo shomim ve'onim, but rather they listen and they respond, amen, ad sheyoma hakel hakadosh, until he finishes the third bracha. Oz onin amen, then the congregation will answer amen, umispalalim belachash, and they continue davening on their own quietly. So this is not the normal procedure. Normally what happens is that the chazan is repeating Shmona Esrei. Over here, the chazan only says one Shmona Esrei, but the first three brachas, along with Kedusha, are said out loud, so that the tzibur could answer to Amen and to Kedusha, and then the chazan finishes the rest quietly, and the tzibur davens their own Shmona Esrei quietly. Now, Svaradim do not take this approach. For Svaradim, what they do is that everyone starts Shmona Esrei collectively, while the Shliach Tzibur says it, the beginning of it out loud, the Chazan says it along with him quietly, and then after the bracha of Akel Kadosh, after the third bracha, then everyone says it quietly. Now the Kitzur goes on and says, "V'im hashah dechuka biyoser," if it is really, really late, v'yesh lochosh, and there is concern, she'im yamtino ad shliach hatziba ala'acha she'yom ha'kol kadosh, that if they wait until the chazan finishes the third bracha out loud, and they don't start until then, lo yisaymo tfilosam ba'od yom, that then they will not have time to finish their Shmona Esrei while it is still daytime. So then the Ashkenazim should also follow the approach that the Svaradim do. They would be allowed to daven along with the chazan word for word ad hakel kadosh until the end of the third bracha, and from then on everyone will say the whole thing quietly. V'tov, and it is best im efshar shehei lakol hapachos echad shiyana al berchos hashatz amen. If it's possible that there should at least be one person who can answer Amen to the brachos of the chazan, which means like this. Once the tzibur is davening their own silent Shmona Esrei, in this last case, then they can't answer Amen to the chazan's bracha. So it would be better if they could call on someone else, maybe someone who davened already, and they could ask them to answer amen to the chazan's bracha, so at least the chazan's brachas will not go unanswered. Now there's a big question when this abridged mincha may be applied. From the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as well as from the Shulchan Aruch itself, it seems like this is to be done only when there's not enough time to finish mincha while it is still daytime. However, many yeshivas and kollelim, they apply this abridged mincha on a regular basis. And their justification is, they said, for the sake of Bittul Torah, they would be allowed to abridge their Shmoneh Esrei, because they feel that nothing could be more of extenuating circumstances than to compromise on people's learning. Now, this is a very controversial matter, and many Rabbanim hold that it is wrong and is inappropriate to do the abridged mincha, except in the situation where there would not be enough time to complete it during the daytime. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Urbach, in a situation in which the congregation realizes that they will not have enough time to complete mincha before sunset, although the halacha says that they would be allowed to abridge the structure of the chazan's repetition in a manner that the chazan says the first three brachas out loud, and then afterwards they all say their private Shmoneh Esrei quietly, nevertheless, there is an alternate approach which would be preferable. And that is, if it works, the whole congregation should skip Ashrei, instead say any three psukim, and go right into Shmoneh Esrei, thereby allowing them to have a normal structure of Chazaras Hashatz. So again, it's better to miss Ashrei and to replace it with any three psukim than to say Ashrei and to abridge the normal Chazaras Hashatz structure. Tif Zayin. Now we are going to discuss what happens if someone comes to shul late for mincha and the congregation is already davening Shmoneh Esrei. Misha Bala Besa Knesses, Umatzat Siba Mispalin Shmoneh Esrei. Someone who comes late to shul and he finds that the congregation is already davening Shmoneh Esrei. Mispalel Imahem Shmoneh Esrei. He should say Shmoneh Esrei with them. Viyoma Ashrei La'acha Shmoneh Esrei. And he could say Ashrei afterwards, even though normally it's important to say Ashrei before Shmoneh Esrei. Over here, if he would say Ashrei first, he would not be doing a proper Tefillah B'Tzibur because he won't be starting together with them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that when he says Ashrei after Shmoneh Esrei, he should have in mind that he is saying Ashrei in the form of learning rather than the form of a real Tefillah. And let's say he will not have enough time to finish his Shmoneh Esrei before the chazan gets up to Kedusha. And if he would wait until the chazan completes the entire Shmoneh Esrei in Makadesh, and then he davens, Yavar Zman Tefillah, then he'll be too late. He'll miss the time for Tefillah. So what should he do? Yamtin v'yispala b'lachash im shliach tziba b'chazara hatfila mila b'mila. It's best for him to wait, not start Shmoneh Esrei yet, wait until the chazan begins his repetition, and then he should say it quietly along with the chazan, word for word. By doing this, he is also fulfilling some form of tefila b'tziba, although not in the ultimate. Now it's clear that this approach should only be done if he is going to otherwise miss this mantila. Otherwise, he really should wait until the chazan finishes everything, and then he should say his private Shmoneh Esrei. For Omer Imo Kol Nusach HaKedusha V'gam L'dor V'dor. And when he says it word for word together with the chazan, he should also say the entire Kedusha together with L'dor V'dor, which is normally something that only the chazan says. Kemoshe Hu Omer, the same way the chazan says it. V'yisayim Imo B'shova Birkas HaKel HaKadosh U'Birkas Shemei HaTfila. And when he gets up to the bracha of Akel Kadosh and the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, he should say it together with the Chazin. V'gam modim yomer b'shova, and modim he should also say in sync together with the Chazin, kidei sheyishcha im atzibur, so that he would be bowing together with the congregation. Rak biyom tainis tzibur, however, on a public fast day, Lo yoma im shliach hatzibur anenu, he should not say anenu together with the chazan. Ela omro b'shomea tefila kamo shar yochid, but rather he should say it in shomea tefila like any other individual. V'chein, and similarly, im rotze lehispalel mayriv im hatzibur, if someone wants to daven mayriv together with the congregation. V'im yamtin ad acha chazaras shliach hatzibur as atfila yitzdareif lispalel arvis biyachidus. He knows that they're davening mincha and ma'ariv back to back, and if he doesn't daven mincha along with the chazan, then he'll miss out on davening ma'ariv b'tzibur as well. So, and then he would have to daven ma'ariv privately biyachidus. So what should he do? Yispala mincha im chazaras asher, that's the same thing. He should daven mincha together with the chazan's repetition. And then this way he'll have a chance to daven ma'ariv b'tzibur afterwards. V'im bo samach l'kedusha. Let's say someone comes late to shul, and it's close to kedusha time. Yamtin ad la'acha sheyomar shliach hatzibur hakel hakadosh. He should not do anything. He should wait until after the shliach tzibur finishes hakel hakadosh. V'yana amen. And he should answer Amen. V'oz yispalel, and then he should start Shmoneh Esrei. V'af sheyafsid anias Amen, shel'acha shemea tefila, v'gam modim shehem chiyuvim. Even though he is losing out on answering Amen after the bracha of shemea tefila, as well as answering to modim, which are obligatory, mikol makom hachi adif tvei, nevertheless this is better mila hafsid tfilas arvis im hatzibur than to lose out davening ma'ariv with the congregation as well. This is bad enough that he lost davening mincha with the tzibur. It would be worse if he loses out on davening ma'ariv with the tzibur as well. So this is his method of catching up. Umikoshrein im hasho overes mizman mincha, and all the more so if there's a concern that he won't have time to daven mincha afterwards because the time for mincha will be over, then there too he should say it along with the chazan. It goes without saying that everything we're discussing here is not ideal. Really, everyone should make it their business to be sure to come to Mincha on time so that they would not have to abridge anything or to find any Bishas Hadchak approaches to deal with coming late to Mincha. But what should a person do if they did not come late for Mincha? They started Mincha with everyone else, but they tend to say Ashrei slowly and carefully with Kavana, to the extent that by the time they finish Ashrei, the congregation would already be in middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Are they required to not say Ashrei beforehand in order to start Shmoneh Esrei with the congregation? Or would they be required to stop their Ashrei in middle in order to start Shmoneh Esrei with the congregation? So there's a tshuva in the Salmas Chaim by Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, where he says all of these halachas only talk about someone who is starting Mincha late. But if you started Ashrei when you're supposed to, you do not need to interrupt in order to start Shmona Esrei together with the congregation.
Halacha Ches. In Nimshecha Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaLaila, if Tfilas Mincha extends until the night, Lo Yomru Tachnun, they should not say Tachnun, Ki Ein Omrim Tachnun BaLaila, because Tachnun is not said at night. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that during Bein Hashmoshos, Tachnun could be said, meaning even though Shkia, even though sunset has already passed, it is still permissible to say Tachnun if it is not yet night. But this is not the practice in Eretz Israel. In Israel, it is commonly understood that once it is sunset, Tachnun may no longer be said.
The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason why we don't say Tachnun at night is based on Kabbalistic issues. However, he says that on those days when we would say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha, if there would not be sufficient time to say both Avinu Malkeinu and Tachnun before Shkia, before sunset, then it would be preferable to skip Avinu Malkeinu in order to be able to get Tachnun in time before sunset.
V'tzrichin lizoher ulahashgiach, and they have to be very careful, shelo timashech ad halayla mamash, that they do not extend mincha to the real night, ki oz ein omim kaddish tiskabel al tefillah, because then they will not be able to say kaddish tiskabel on the tefillah that they daven, shehisbalu bayom, since they said the tefillah during the daytime. Kevan shehalayla shayach l'yom ha-macharos, because the night is associated with the following day. So the position of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is that Kaddish Tiskabel cannot be said at night for the tefillah that was said while it's still daytime. The Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'eved, if you do have this situation, then it would be permissible to say Kaddish Tiskabel even though it is already nighttime.
Now, this halacha requires some clarification. It's like this. The period of Bein Hashmoshos, Bein Hashmoshos means a time between Shkia, between sunset, and Seis HaKachavim, when the three stars come out. So that time frame is considered a suffix. It's a doubt whether it's daytime or it's night. So sometimes we consider it daytime, sometimes we consider it nighttime. Now, Kaddish Tiskabel has to be done in the same time period as when the thing on which it is said. So for example, when the Chazan finishes Chazaras HaShatz, when he finishes his repetition, so Kaddish Tiskabel is said based on that. Now, if he finished Chazaras HaShatz in a day, he would not be allowed to say Kaddish Tiskabel at night. Now let's work through our possibilities here. If he finished Chazaras HaShatz before sunset, so then he would be allowed to say Kaddish Tiskabel during the period of Bein Hashmoshos, before the three stars come out, because we can consider that period to still be associated with the daytime. However, in this case, he would not be allowed to say Kaddish Tiskabel once the three stars come out. Now, this could be relevant if, let's say, the Tzibur is saying Avinu Malkeinu, for example, on Yom Kippur, when they have a long extended Avinu Malkeinu. So, it's possible that the Tzibur will finish Ni'ilah while it is still daytime, meaning that the Chazan will finish Chazaras HaShatz, including all of the Slichos within it, before Shkia, and then Avinu Malkeinu will extend all the way up until Tzeis HaKachavim. At that point, there would be a problem saying Kaddish Tiskabel once the three stars come out. because it's no longer the same time frame as when Chazaras HaShatz was said. So even in this case, in the Isha Yisrael, he brings down that Yom Kippur is special, and on Yom Kippur you would be allowed to say Kaddish Tiskabel even once the three stars come out. The reason being is because the Gzar Din is not completed, it's not sealed by Ne'ila until the nighttime, until after they finish the whole Seder of Ne'ila. So whenever that's finished, you would still be allowed to say Kaddish Tiskabel. But on any other time of year, let's say you would have one of the other fasts, when you do say Avinu Malkeinu by Mincha, should it happen that Chazaras HaShatz would be finished before sunset, and for some reason they would stretch things out with Avinu Malkeinu, or for any other purpose, and Kaddish Tiskabel was not said until Tzeis HaKechavim, under those circumstances, you would not be allowed to say Kaddish Tiskabel. Now, on the other hand, let's say Chazaras HaShatz was completed during the period of Bein Hashmashos. It was done after Shkia. So now, you could consider that time frame of Bein Hashmashos to be like the night. In which case, it would be considered acceptable to say Kaddish Tiskabel even after Tzeis HaKechavim. And this is what is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Reish Lamed Daled. So in conclusion, Kaddish Tiskabel must be said in the same time period as Chazaras HaShatz. And if Chazaras HaShatz was finished in the day, Kaddish Tiskabel cannot be said at night. But Bein Hashmashos can be considered like either day or night in this regard. In Halacha Tes, we will discuss what happens on Friday afternoon if someone comes to Mincha late and they discover that the Tzibur has already accepted Shabbos, but they have not yet daven Mincha. So now the situation will be very different. Let's see. Mi sheba be'erev Shabbos la'mincha be'beis ha'knesses. Someone who comes on Friday afternoon to shul, v'hakahal kvar kiblu Shabbos, and the congregation already accepted Shabbos upon themselves. O Yom Tov, or it's Erev Yom Tov, and they already accepted the Yom Tov upon themselves. Dahainu, which means to say, b'Shabbos amru mizmer shir liyom ha'Shabbos. On Shabbos, they said the mizmer shir liyom ha'Shabbos, which, by the way, according to some other opinions, it would be licha dodi would suffice for this. Ubi Yom Tov amru baruchu, and they were, in the case of Yom Tov, it means they accepted Yom Tov upon themselves by reciting Baruch Hu. So, what should he do? Lo yispalo mincha bebeis haknesses hazeh. He should not daven mincha inside this shul. Why? Because this shul already has the status of being Shabbos-like, or Yom Tov-like. And to daven mincha in such a shul would be out of place. So what should he do? Ela yelech chutz lebeis haknesses v'yispalel, but rather he should go outside the shul and daven there. Now in the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa, he says that if there are 10 people who come late to shul like this, then they could all daven outside collectively as a minyan, and that is fine, as long as they do not do it inside the shul. V'im shomeya sheshliach hatzibur omer baruch hu, and if he hears that the chazan said baruch hu, lo yana im hatzibur, he should not answer to baruch hu together with the congregation. She'im yana baruch hu, because if he does answer to baruch hu, shuv eino rishai lehispalel achakach tfilo shochol, afterwards he would not be allowed to daven his weekday mincha because he will have already accepted Shabbos upon himself. Be'im ta'av v'ana, let's say by accident he did answer to Baruch Hu,
So now he lost out on mincha. It's too late. He can no longer daven mincha. So now he's going to have to do a tefillas tashlumen. So he says, yispalel arvishtayim. He's going to have to daven two maaribs, meaning the first maariv will be the regular maariv of Shabbos, and then afterwards he'll have to daven another shmona esrei to make up for the mincha that he lost. Kidaleil simin chaf aleph, as it is discussed earlier on when we discussed the laws of tefillas tashlumen. The imba samach lekabala Shabbos v'yomtiv. And if he comes before, close to the time of Kabbalah Shabbos Yontif, afa pi shelo yuchal ligma hashmona esrei kodem sheyakablu Shabbos Yontif, even though he won't have enough time to finish hashmona esrei before they accept Shabbos Yontif, so there the halacha is yachol lehispalel. There he's allowed to daven inside the shul. Kevin Shemaschul Beheter, since he started off davening Beheter. Now, on this, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better for him to daven outside the shul, even though the Kitzur doesn't seem to hold that way. But the Mishnah Berurah agrees that if for some reason it's impossible for him to daven outside the shul, then it is acceptable for him to daven inside the shul under these circumstances. Since this is only a chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that he should not daven inside the shul if he's not going to finish in time. Really, Mi'ikar Adin, in this case, where he's starting at a time that no one has yet accepted Shabbos upon themselves, so Mi'ikar Adin, he's allowed to daven inside the shul. So as far as the chumrah, if it's not avoidable, so then he would be allowed to daven inside the shul, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, where he discusses a case that a person comes to shul for mincha on Erev Shabbos, and the tzibur is already in the middle of Shmona Esrei of mincha. So he calculates that if he would start mincha then, he would not finish his Shmona Esrei in time to answer to Kedusha. So normally we say he should wait till Kedusha is over and then start his Shmona Esrei so he doesn't lose out. But if he does that, then he's going to end up finishing his Shmona Esrei after the Tzibur has already accepted Shabbos. So Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld says that he should still wait. In other words, even though he's still going to be in the shul and be in the middle of Shmona Esrei while the tzibur has already accepted Shabbos, nevertheless, that's better than missing out on Kedusha.